You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, this week, in addition to the dog days taking place out in Williamston, we also have going on the Ingham County Fair. And a big part of the Ingham County Fair is the chance to see all of the great animals and a chance to experience 4-H, which is something that people may have heard of, but they don't know a lot about. So today we're going to fix that problem, and we're going to share with people what's going on in the world of 4-H.
Yeah, I think that when people walk the fairgrounds, they catch the animal part of it, but today, what we want to do is talk about the human aspect of 4-H, and there's more meaning behind, you know, the sheep that are running around and the guinea pig that's in the barn. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm sure that's true, but I still like the really cool animals, too. So we have with us in the studio Betty Jo Nash, who is an extension educator with Michigan State, and we have with us Katie Reed, who is a member of the 4-H Sandhill Club. Welcome to the studio, both of you.
Thanks, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Betty Jo, I guess we'll begin with you. Can you share with our listeners what is 4-H and how did you get involved with it?
Well, in essence, 4-H is a youth development program. We are throughout Michigan and throughout the U.S., and we actually have clubs throughout the world as well. The basics of it revolves around our 4-H pledge, which is I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. So basically, we are a youth development organization who tries to develop the youth around their whole life as far as the skills that they'll need to succeed.
Interesting. And what drew you into working with 4-H? Is this something you've been involved with your whole life?
I started with 4-H as a member when I was about 7 or 8 years old. I personally was involved with 4-H all the way until I was 19. I graduated from MSU with a degree in animal science and ag business management. And when I graduated, I worked with some youth development programs from my home county in Ionia, got involved with some more youth development programs, and ended up with MSU Extension in the 4-H program in about 2005.
Wow, fascinating. Talk about someone who is meant to do something. It just sounds like you've been involved with this for pretty much your whole life, and that's great.
Yes, I have.
That's interesting. And Katie, what got you involved with 4-H?
Well, I started out with cows when I was about 3 years old, and my dad had done 4-H when he was little, so we looked at clubs, and we decided that we wanted to join Sandhill 4-H, and that's how I got in.
Okay, and how old are you now?
I'm 15.
Okay, and exactly what is it that you do at your club? Tell us what a typical day is like at the club.
At the club, we usually have a meeting, talk about all the different things we do. Sandhill's involved in every single thing out there. And then we break into our individual divisions and talk about what we're doing. Like, I would break into my beef division because that's what I show.
And tell us a little bit more, like, you, what do you do there at a meeting? What do you talk about? What are some of the fun conversations that you have about beef, let's say?
We have to talk about what we're going to do at fair, and we really don't have fun conversations because they're all about business and serious. But fair, it's fun. You have to be serious and then you get to fun.
Interesting. It's about business, Rick. They're getting into my area.
Well, and I suppose, but you keep going back, so you must actually like it.
Yeah, it's really fun. You meet a lot of friends that you keep forever, and you learn responsibility.
And business, and I'm thinking raising a cow. Okay. Tell me the business of raising a cow. What do you learn? What have you learned so far about raising a cow?
So far, I've learned responsibility, taking care of a living being besides myself, and it's helped a lot throughout.
Are they pretty particular? I mean, you can't just say you have an animal and have everybody else take care of it. You guys have to show that you're taking care of it, right?
Yeah, I don't get into the barn, to the house, till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and that's the one common theme that I've had. I've interviewed a few people this week that have been in 4-H, and that's one of the underlying things. You know, you have parents that have animals, and then you have children, and you would think the parents might take over if the kids aren't doing it. Now, with 4-H, it's the pledge to take care of the animal in more ways than you imagine. They literally can they'll know how much animal food has gone into that animal. They'll know the cost of keeping the animal. They'll know the confirmation necessary to kind of when it shows and what they're looking for and how to select. You know, those are aspects that I think that an average person that's 35 years old won't know how to do. And I know that from personal living, you know, it's just like balancing a checkbook. If you're thinking about being a farmer someday, or if you're thinking about running a business, you know, just using that one animal to kind of dissect what it takes to keep animals healthy and happy and doing well. It works in our business. It works in farming. It works in just about anything. It actually works in any business you think of. You know, if you're going to have gadgets on the shelf, you got to know how to take care of them. And I think that's the passion that I've seen when you talk about these 4-H groups. Start them young. Let them understand there's actually more consequence than what you would imagine.
Well, that's interesting. Betty Jo, let me ask you this. What other types of animals, you mentioned working with beef and cows, what other kinds of animals do you typically work with at 4-H? And is it just working with animals? Aren't you involved also in other aspects of agriculture in terms of gardening and growing of food and what have you?
Actually, 4-H has a very wide variety of activities for youth to be involved with. We do everything from arts to global education to environmental education. We have some new things coming up in science and technology. That's kind of an emerging area. One of our primary areas, like we talked about right now, also is entrepreneurship. As far as the animal segment is concerned, that is one of our primary areas that we are involved with in 4-H. Within the animal segment, we have project leaders or volunteers who work with kids to help them learn about dogs, cats, small animal pets, sheep, rabbits, goats, chickens, beef and dairy cattle, as well as we have a feeder project, which is a feeder steer, a young beef animal, and then also swine. So we have a very large variety right within our animal area.
So now if somebody's raising their children here in Lansing, is there ways in which they can reach out to 4-H? I mean, we think of it as more of a rural and agricultural-oriented, you know, just that might be kind of the impression one would get. How does somebody that's in town get involved?
Well, we do have a couple of clubs that are happening in the Lansing and East Lansing areas. Most of them do not focus on animals, but we have had some instances where kids are very interested in animals and they're able to work with other families who have animals who are in a rural area and be able to do some trade-offs where those kids are able to actually learn about livestock, animals, and in some instances also be able to show and sell them at the fair, the same as the kids in the rural area. It's a lot about building a personal relationship in order to get to that point, but once you reach that point, there are some opportunities.
Wow, that's fascinating. After the break, we're going to continue our conversation. We're talking this morning with Betty Jo Nash, Extension Educator from Michigan State in the 4-H program, and Katie Reed, who's a member of the Sandhill program. And we're going to continue the conversation right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.